Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 11, beginning at verse 16 and continuing to the end of the chapter at verse 35. You'll find it on page 131 if you're using the Pew Bible. It's a significant passage. Here's where we have one of the places where the Old Testament provides background for the biblical office of elder. Moses had 600,000 families to deal with. They're complaining. They're unruly. And so God says, I'm going to give you 70 elders. That doesn't seem like a lot. But bear in mind that there's a whole coherent social structure beneath them. They have tribes. They have clans. They have families. We increasingly don't have those things today. And it's been my experience that the pastoral needs on the church have been growing over the years. How important are the elders of the church? How greatly they need the prayers of the people. Now, you see some things here that compare to the New Testament. The elders are not brought in from outside the church. They're risen from within the church. That's in the beginning of the passage. They work together with those who bear the prophetic duties. We show that by having ruling elders and teaching elders. They're one office. You'll see they have the same spirit, but some are devoted to the work of the Lord. Moses spends his time in the tent of meeting. As pastors, preachers have to spend time studying the Word of God, and they're assisted in practical matters by elders. Of course, the New Testament will add the office of deacon as well, who carry on in the burden, how important they are to the life of the church. Now, one thing you'll see later on in the passage is there's an exception that takes place. We have a couple of people who are not elders, and they end up having the Spirit. God gives them the Spirit, and they're prophesying. Joshua, who is a good, faithful Bible man, goes to Moses and says, Moses, put a stop to that. But Moses knows that there are exceptions. God can work outside his paradigm. The problem we have today is we make the exceptions the norm. And so evangelicalism is driven by parachurch ministries and by this and that. What we're to do is to focus on the Bible's teaching of the church. We'll rejoice when God does things outside that structure, and that's Moses' attitude. Now, one of the things that comes up in the passage is that God is angry at Israel for complaining. One thing that comes up in Numbers is God does not like his people to complain against him. Oh, they miss those good old days by the Nile when they had that rich diet in their slavery. And God's not happy with that, and they've been wanting meat, and he says, I'm going to give you so much meat, I'm quoting the text, it's going to come out your nostrils. And Moses, fretting, says, where am I going to get enough meat to cause it to come out their nostrils? And God says, leave that to me. That's a supernatural thing, and I'll provide it. You'll see how he does that. Well, likewise, the church today, the leaders of the church, have a work to do that they don't have the resources to accomplish, particularly the saving of the lost and even the upbuilding of the saints. God says, I'll provide that. We're to do his work according to his word, and God will glorify himself by making provision for his church. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 16. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. Then you shall say to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you. Because you have despised the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why did we ever come up out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tabernacle. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took of the spirit that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders. And it happened, when the spirit rested upon them, that they prophesied, although they never did so again. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. and the Spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle, yet they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to him, Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses returned to the camp, both he and the elders of Israel. Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea, and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side, and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. And the people stayed up all that day and all night and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So he called the name of that place Kibroth Hatta'avah, because there they buried the people who had yielded to craving. From Kibroth Hatta'avah, the people moved to Hazeroth and camped at Hazeroth. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.